And you can see photos of Titian's Diana masterpieces at our website, npr.org.
From Titian now to 20th century photographer Ouija. He dedicated his career to documenting the sordid side of life in New York City. Ouija's pictures inspired a generation of American photographers and filmmakers, and now they've inspired a work of literary fiction. Alan Chews has our review.
Pulitzer Prize-winning story writer Robert Olin Butler has written stories based, among other things, on old postcards and famous people who died by decapitation. The webpage of the online fiction magazine Narrative, which is at www.narrativemagazine.com, is currently showing off a short work Butler first created several years ago. He's invented captions, he calls them Ouija stories, for about 6 dozen flash photographs by the famous 20th century visual chronicler of urban life, the Austrian-born Arthur Fellig, better known as Ouija. Rich, poor, night owls, children, the living and the dead, Ouija reveals his images to us. Robert Olin Butler bids them speak in lyrical voices that stand against the dark patches and do a reality in the photographs. A night on the ladder in Harlem, says New York City fireman Abraham Johnson, and an infant in my arms, a girl with a cough that has nothing to do with the fire, and we come down through a thrash of smoke, and I canopy her face with my hand, and I swear I can feel her breath on my palm. In many of these enlightened captions, you can feel the breath of life, too.
Ouija stories by Robert Olin Butler can be found online at the website narrativemagazine.com. Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.